This is a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation.
For those who don't know me, my name is Nadia. My pronouns are she and her, and I would also like to acknowledge the land on which we are gathered here today, and I acknowledge the elders past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty has never been ceded, and this will always be Aboriginal land. So this afternoon, we've got quite a few things to happen. We do give you permission to talk in a minute because we're just about to introduce James McFarlane, who is founder of Cocky Guides, and he's going to run a presentation called Take the Lead to Improve Hotel Standards. Before James comes up, I want to know, Buck, how did you get the name Buck?
Okay, well, I work for a backpacker tour company that travelled between Melbourne and Cairns, and we all had nicknames, usually if you did something stupid during training. So I like to tell people I had probably a 15-year career in banking, and that's why they called me Buck, but that's not the case. I unfortunately went to the cattle farm at Billawheeler, just inland of Rocky, and couldn't sit on the mechanical bull. So I went on, I got bucked off in 2 seconds and did it about 20 times and had no improvement. So they decided to call me Uncle Buck. So that's where Buck comes from. So when I started Cocky Guides, the big question was, am I James? Which some of my trip leaders, like Michelle that's beside me, we're standing on over near the speaker on the far side of the room opposite where the food was. And, Michelle would know me as James. So when I was at Overseas Adventure Travel, working in the office, leading the trip leaders, I was known as James. But when I decided to start Cocky Guides, I'd have to rely on all my contacts that I've ever dealt with. And they know Buck, not James. So it was a deliberate decision to continue that nickname Buck for Cocky Guides.
Welcome, Buck. Do your thing.
Thank you, guys. So don't want to disappoint you guys. There's no presentation today. Today is going to be a collaborative brainstorming session. Are you excited? Okay, so what's your name?
Janice.
So Janice. Yeah, I reckon. Let's So Kelly's behind you. Sure. So, folks, I just want to see if you guys are ready for this, okay? So, during this brainstorming session, I'm going to be walking around with the microphone. My colleague Michelle, who's our trip leader in Cairns, she'll have the second microphone as well. And Kelly will be taking, she's our audio indicator actually, but right now she's going to come around to each table and drop off a sketchbook. It's a yellow sketchbook. Now, each table we will need a scribe, so you can use pen and paper if you decide to, or if you want to use your phone, you can scribe. Okay, so what we're going to do is this session is about how we can take the lead as a community and make a good hotel great for a dog handler. Okay, look, Cocky Guides, we've been taking blind and low vision travelers around Australia for 5 years now. August, this year is our 5th anniversary, so pretty excited about that. We knew nothing when we started. So an opportunity to have a lot of people with lived experience with assistance dogs in the one room is a great opportunity to share with the industry on behalf of Dog Guide Handlers Australia on what makes a hotel great for a dog handler. So out of this session, we'll have a one-pager that we give to dog guide handlers, so that they can give it to interested hotels to make the independent travel experience better for you guys in the room. So everyone's happy with that? Excellent. Okay, so in your groups, if all your tables, so each table is a group. So in your groups, can you nominate a scribe? And we also need a spokesperson for the table, okay? So I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about that. Then we'll have a little test run.
Five minutes.
Oh, is that all?
And is it only brainstorming?
Okay, folks. So hopefully everyone has a scribe and a spokesperson. Does any table not have a scribe or spokesperson that we can assist with? Okay. So a little tester. Okay, I want you to talk amongst yourselves, and you've got 30 seconds. Do you have more scrunches or folders at your table within your group? Scrunches or folders? You've got 30 seconds. It's a little warm-up to make sure the creative juices are happening. Scrunches or folders at your table? I don't know what happens in Rockhampton, Roz, but I tell you, I hope you got good water pressure. Oh, sorry, Bundaberg. Sorry, Bundaberg. Okay, got about 20 seconds left. We're going to test out the spokesperson. So we're going to start at the... Okay, so Michelle's going to go to the table at the back of the room, and Michelle's going to start. So over to you, Michelle, at the table at the far back.
Hey,
what
guys.
Do we have?
So the question is, do you have more scrunches or more folders at this table? And the answer is...
50-50, yeah. Yeah.
50-50 from 50-50, this table?
50-50, okay. And have we got a spokesperson at table? Who's?
Sure, yep. Yep.
So you'll be the spokesperson?
Sure.
Awesome. So you reckon 50-50? Okay.
Yep.
So I'm down the front here. Okay. So we have Kirsten.
My table has nothing. They don't understand the question.
Does someone... Okay. Hey, guys. Scrunching or folding, you all packed your luggage, right? I'm sharing a room with Kelly. She just folds it all in neatly and I just scrunch all of the clothes in. So anyway, so does that help? Does that help? We'll come back to you guys. We'll come back to you guys. So at this table, I am in the middle of the room where Roz and Murray is.
Rollers, baby.
So Roz is a roller. You're the spokesperson, Roz?
Here, James.
Okay, majority are rollers. Okay.
Over here, James. Michelle? You've got a table here.
Okay, everyone, attention. Yep, we're coming around, so you'll get a chance to tell us.
I think majority was folders on this table, but we have a roller, apparently.
A roller.
Yeah.
Excellent, we've got rollers down the front. Okay, and now who's the spokesperson at the table? What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, okay, so we're in the middle of the room on the food servery side.
We're 50-50, folders and scrunches.
50-50, folders and scrunches, okay. No worries. Now, Michelle,
okay,
you're in the...
Okay, we're back in the middle of the room too, a bit closer to the wall, and the spokesperson is...
Mel.
Hey, Mel.
And I think the majority were folders.
Folders? Got folders over here. Are there any scrunches on this table? No, we're all folders at this table.
Okay, and finally... Oh, that's I like that volume there. So, Kirsten?
All right, I'm going to have to go around the table here because it's a bit. So we've got two folders. Two folders, sorry. Erica makes Greg do it. What do you call it? Katie is a scruncher. Nicole's a cube, a packing cube. And no, we are all... Yeah, so Nicole's a cubit and I'm a roller.
Okay, so we do need a little bit of privacy. Okay, glad we had that practice run. We don't need all the details from everyone, but now we know what this table down here is. So it's just a little bit of fun. So what we're going to do now is a little bit more serious, okay? So... We have people here that may not be seasoned travellers, but you've came here today and you're staying somewhere in Brisbane. So you're experiencing a hotel. In the room, we've got plenty of seasoned travellers as well. So, everyone should have some thoughts or opinions on what makes a hotel stay great for a dog handler. Yes.
Okay, so Nicole, just one clarifying question. Can we tell you things that would make trips better for people who are just sight impaired, or do we have to be guide dog specific only in our responses?
So for this session, so a good question. Because we're at the dog guide handlers, it is like the focus is on like taking the lead for dog handlers. So I think for the time that we've got, I believe, yeah, it should be dog handlers for what we're doing. But if you do have, so put it down. Look, this idea, don't think too much. It's quite a speed session. So we're going to have 5 minutes, okay? And I want you to list everything down, okay? You're going to have 5 minutes, each team, talk amongst yourselves. As soon as an idea comes down, write it down, okay? Time starts now. So every single idea that comes out, write it down. Don't lose an idea. Folks, we're halfway through. Is anyone still putting ideas down? Keep them coming out. So just over 2 minutes left. Okay, folks, we've got about 1 minute left. Get those answers right down. There's no wrong answers. If anyone needs a hand, just raise your arm. Okay, we've got 30 seconds left. Get those last ideas out. Okay, folks, that is time up. So, pens down. It's a bit like the block. Tools down. Who's watching the block this week? Okay, folks, so now you've got your list. We're going to give you another 5 minutes to rank them in order, at least identify your top five. Okay, so from that list you've got in front of you, we've now got 5 minutes to rank that in importance, right? If a hotel can only do one or two things, what's going to be that most critical to improve the service for a dog guide handler? So when you're prioritising, what can a hotel do today? Just with attitude or training or slight modification? What are those quick wins that a hotel can have as you're prioritising?
Did you start the timer again? Or?
Right, guys, you're halfway there. Going, everybody? Does anyone need any more time? Are we good to go? Good to go? All righty.
Okay, folks, so this is the fun part. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to take the microphones around to the table. We need the spokesperson to read out their top five in order. Okay, we've got Kelly here ready to record. And now everyone else has to listen because a lot of the stuff may come up again. So instead of repeating the same stuff, I want you to support it, okay? If it is a really good idea and in your highest bits, scream, holler, bang on the table. If it's, don't bang on the table. So just clap really loudly. If your table has it at the lower part, then just clap a little softly. And we're going to sort of work out the priority for these things through sound, okay?
But if it's in your top one, two, or three, we want a big hoorah!
Yeah. So that way, and then you don't have to repeat it. You can go further down your list. So does that make sense? So everyone's not repeating the same thing. So as it's announced, so we're right at the back table. And what's your top
five? Hi, everyone. It's Chelsea here at the back table. So our number one was easy access to a toileting area with a bin.
Okay.
Our number two was lifts that don't shut on people, that are open for longer and have audio description of your level numbers. Number three is non-slip floors / no patterned carpet, so flooring considerations. Yeah. Number four is staff training on dog etiquette and tidiness around dogs. And number five is closed bins. So bins with lids on them.
Okay, folks. So that, how did that go? Our sound Thank audio you. Engineer meter person? Excellent. So you're clear on the priority from those.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kelly was saying, yeah, the access to toilet is definitely a clear winner there, but she's been able to put them in a correct. Okay, so let's go down here now. So, Katie? Okay, awesome.
Okay, I'm trying to think of something that wasn't covered. So the room service, when people put their room service trays out in front of their room was a problem. No, what we suggested is leave them in the room. Okay, I've got... Here, let me hold it. Okay. So, another one that we had that might be unique is when you order a taxi with the hotel, be fantastic if hotel staff are aware of the potential refusal and would come out with you to assist and make sure that you actually get in that taxi. Oh, okay, I'll repeat the room service one. So when people order room service and it's left, people finish their meal and then for some weird reason they put it outside their room, the suggestion was that it could be left in the room so that scavengy Labradors don't go and eat the leftover toast. Okay, there was another one about the raised lettering and braille on doors. Not dog specific.
Okay, thanks guys. So Michelle, you're in the middle of the room.
All right, coming over here to this table.
Hi, it's Mal here. Hopefully I didn't hear everything, so hopefully I don't repeat something. So one was space within the room, so room to move around. And there's only one other one that wasn't covered, I think, and that was a main entrance door that automatically opens.
Yay. Very good, thank you.
Okay, folks, so it's Buck again, and who's going to be our spokesperson here? What's your name again?
Janice.
Okay, our number one is easy. Our number two is easy access to the bin. More PowerPoints and easy to find. And the phone numbers available in some other format than a tablet. Audio, yeah, on the tablet.
Just easier access to concierge and room service. Would a QR code help? No, okay. Yep, okay.
All right, back in the middle of the room.
Do you want to introduce yourself as well? Hi, it's Diane. The first point that was made was that all staff are educated and apply appropriate support to guide dog handlers, including appropriate etiquette and access to premises. The second was a discreet area for toileting that includes a stationary or fixed bin. The third one was tactile numbers or signage outside hotel room doors. That was a big one. The next one, number four, was an accessible lift, so talking braille and tactile. And the fifth one was that the reception area is easy to find on arrival and throughout stay.
Hmm. Okay.
Thank
What's your
you.
Name? Andy, do you have any that we haven't captured?
I think we've got them all, actually. Buck. The last one we've got. Oh, hang on. The tactiles on the bottom and top of the stairs in the staircase.
So tactiles. And doors, was it?
Yep.
So tactiles on bottom of... stairs and top of stairs and at doors.
James, can we just jump in? Up here at the head table, Annette and I put our head together, our heads, sorry, not one head. And we also said that
once somebody, a hotel person, knows that you have a dog with you, a dog guide, if they don't refuse you, could they also think about offering you maybe a room that's close to the elevator or a room that's not like on the 28th floor? For ease of access to loo facilities.
Excellent. Something we look for at Cocky Guides. So a lot of times, so we've got one more table. No, you guys, so is any table not, everyone's covered? Awesome. Okay, so what we're going to do, Kelly's working away with her fingers going on the computer. And she's going to put it into some sort of order, see if we've got a top 8 or top 10. Yes?
So, just Nicole, one thing that I didn't hear anybody mention that I have found is training of housekeeping staff when they come to your room, if you, like, it'd be good if the hotel alerted them that there's a dog guide in a particular room, because we've had housekeeping walk in and get a real fright, or housekeeping walk in and leave the door open behind them. And, like, I had a friend whose guide dog decided they were going to take off out of the room because... Yeah, so it's not just the front of house staff that, like, a reception that need training. It's all the staff. And even, like, you know, if it's a buffet breakfast, having a staff member maybe offer to go and get stuff for you so that your dog's not up at trying to scavenge at the bottom of the buffet. Other people drop stuff. So, I mean, like, all the staff, not just, you know, reception. My dog would be at the
top of the buffet. Yeah, so that, look, I think out of this one, there's a whole little section we can develop out of that, and we can use that information to put in a format that Dog Guide Handlers Committee can use, I think. But Annette, you...
Thanks, Nicole. You just said what I was going to say. Thank you.
Okay, guys, so big round of applause for all those... tell you what, if I could do that 5 years ago, that would have been a lot easier, wouldn't it? Okay, so I'm just passing over to Kelly, and you're going to... Do you want to tell us what you've collated?
All right, everyone. They're all amazing ideas, by the way. And I think we can all pretty much agree that easy access to dog toileting facilities is probably our top priority. But with bins. That is just such a simple need, I suppose, for things like that. So also audio and lifts, that's definitely, I'd say they're probably on par with each other. And the raised letters and numbers on the doors. So I'd put that in the top three. But just so you know, we've got all of these recorded. So, yeah, we can share them around.
Yeah, definitely. So... yeah, we'll just put that right down the bottom. So look, most of these, 80% of these are something hotels can do tomorrow if they choose to. So at Cocky Guides, we advocate by being out in the community and just doing stuff. Once I think I've taken two hotels to the anti-discrimination tribunal, I'm not going to waste my time. Just deal with the businesses that want to work with us and just have a positive outlook towards engaging the tourism industry to get more... deserved outcomes. So that's our plan at Cocky Guides. We get out within the community to you know, be out there and be seen, and the people we work with are really interested to help as best they can, and we try to use those, you know, there's about 120 businesses we use across Australia at the moment, and you know, the ones we use are very interested in doing better. Do they do everything we need them to do? No, but at least they've got the right attitude to make a couple of steps. And, you know, when we create a top 10 or a dozen things that can happen to, you know, give to the committee of dog guide handlers to use in future advocacy and advice, then, you know, these are very achievable things if a hotel decides it's important for them. So big round of applause for everyone.
Thank you so much, but
sorry. Can no I worries.
Say something as well.
Absolutely, Annette.
Let me see if I can get this. Buck, I'm wondering if we can collate this information and put it on letterhead that includes Cocky Guides and DGHA logos to supply to people and share.
Yeah, we'll get that sorted. We'll probably just put dog guide. We think it's more powerful if it's dog guide handlers. Yep. But we'll sort of say facilitated by cocky guides down in the fine print or something. But yeah, I think it'll get more result even if we use it. And you guys use it. Like, I think it should be a tool everyone uses so that there's consistency with the messaging that we get out to the hotels. So, like a hotel, you know, putting raised numbers. If they really wanted to, they could just have a dedicated floor and just do four rooms. It's going to be another probably 2 years before there's 36 guide dogs in the one hotel again. But you know what I mean? They could just have... They've got accessible rooms, so why not even a couple of, rooms for people with, that are blind or low vision. I didn't know what that room's called. That's why I sort of stumbled along that, what it would be called anyway. So, really good. We've got a hand up. So I'm just coming up behind you. We're at the middle table.
Buck, as somebody who represents the tourism industry, your word will be as powerful as Dog Guides Handler Australia as well, because you're the one that takes us out and about, and you're the one that brings us back. You also have a voice as well for us.
Oh, absolutely. Don't you worry. They hear about it. Okay. So luckily I'm in the ear of Tourism Australia. I'm in the ear of Destination New South Wales. In fact, one of our dog guide handlers, Roz, actually, is the face of accessible tourism in Queensland, the year of accessible tourism. So Roz and Ringo were... and it's been over Facebook, so I can share it. But Roz was out snorkelling, and I decided to bring Ringo out on a paddleboard because he was pacing up and down, where's mum? And they got a beautiful photo out there on the reef. Actually, the beautiful photo was me. Kicking my legs like water polo, and my little iPhone 8 is almost getting lost in the Barrier Reef, and I took one photo, and that's one of a range of photos Queensland government used. So yes, they do hear us, and we do have a voice with them.
Thanks. Okay, thank you. Hi, I just wanted to point out that each of us here are individuals, so our needs are going to differ, and I think it's really important that when we're advocating and working with staff at venues, that we teach them that they need to ask what we want, not just assume. I have been told that I have to use an accessible room when I've gone to certain places, and I don't want an accessible room. I just want to, you know, have a room with a balcony and a view and enjoy myself. And I don't want to be told that, well, you have a dog guide, so you have to have an accessible room.
Hear, hear. And when we book hotels, they'll say, we've only got so many accessible rooms. I go, we don't need any accessible rooms. We want something people can navigate freely from. But, very good point. Annette, hands up.
I don't know who made the previous comment, but I just wanted to respond to that. Yes, Buck has a very important voice. He works with blind travellers all the time. But this voice is actually our voice, and it's really, really important as well. And what's good about this situation is the collaboration between Buck and us. I think that is what, you know, that and our voice is really, really important. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
No, thanks, Annette. And look, the thing is, I'm pretty strong. You know, if I say a hotel can do this, and come on, you know, I can have that conversation in a sort of direct language with them as well, and I don't get them, you know, not emotionally attached. You know what I mean? I can have that conversation and go, come on, guys, you can do that.
You're not denied access because you have a dog.
That's right. That's right. So I don't have that emotional connection. It's just a business transaction when I'm talking to the hotels or tourism industry.
And I just want to make another point. It's Kelly. The more they see the dogs out travelling, the more they learn too.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about travelling and you haven't yet, remember that, because the more that presence you have, the more the hotels are going to start to listen to the needs. So get out there.
And I guess just to finish off, why not have a staycation in your own city? Use the facilities. Meet the people in the tourism industry. Go on a tour. Go to a hotel, even if it's just for a weekend away. Just go and just see what the experience is like. And I don't know, Nina from Travel Pause, you know, is there anything you might want to add in this session? Bring the mic over.
I just absolutely support 100% what you've done today, and we'd be very happy to be involved if it helps in any way. I think the more voices, the better.
Okay, no worries, Nick. So thanks, everyone, for your participation. If you do want info, I deliberately didn't want to come here and do a Cocky Guides product vlog, but if anyone is interested, we will have some Zoom information sessions, which I'm sure the organisers of the conference will send out. So if anyone wants to know how we do things, how it can be funded, and you know, you've got all those questions, because that could take up an hour if people start asking all those questions. But we do have a lot of the answers, so feel free to So we'll put on some information Zoom sessions for people to join, so that you've got opportunities to ask myself or my trip leaders that might be running it any questions they have. So anyone else got anything they want to add in relation to? Yeah, we'll grab the books, because there could be something that there could be some gold in there that hasn't came out of that session. So thanks, everyone, for your participation. And, keep getting out there in your community and
advocating
by doing.
Thanks, James. As a sign of our appreciation for you coming to do some work with us today, you need to come over here. We're lazy. Thank you. There are two gift cards, I think, and two yummy things.
Excellent. Thank
Enjoy
you.
And thank you again.
Thanks, Buck.
This has been a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation. If you would like further information on Dog Guide Handlers Australia, or like to listen to further audio, please go to our website, www.dgha.org.au. Thank you. Do you always have to have the last word?